Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 407. Now we're starting a franchise that some people are going to say, really? That's under action? But to us, it is, because it has boxing and it's fighting. So we're going to start the Sylvester Stallone, the one that started it all for him, that put him into the mega superstar status. We're going to start the Rocky franchise. We're going to do all the way up to Rocky Balboa. We're not going to do Creed's, because that is a different franchise starring Michael B. Jordan, not Rocky Balboa. So with that said, we're going to start with Rocky 1 from 1976. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. So we started the Rockies. So yes. When was the first time you watched this movie?
All right. I just want to say you hit the nail on the head. Only reason we're doing it is because it has boxing. Boxing is fighting. I mean, if we did a martial arts movie, right? That's fighting. So boxing is a sport. But if we did, we could do an MMA. If they did an MMA movie, like Warrior, that has MMA fights in it, what's the difference between that and people doing, like, you know, any other sort of martial arts? So yeah, we're going to score the boxing matches as the action. How well are they executed? Is there a lot of them? Are they long? Are they good? Stuff like that. First time I saw, you know what is weird? I did not see the first Rocky first out of this franchise. Mm. The first Rocky movie that I ever saw in my whole life was Rocky Balboa. So I saw that at the theater. What year was that? 2006? All right. I mean, I was only 19 in 2006. So, you know, I was a teenager still. So I saw that one at the theater, and then I went back and watched the other ones. So to be honest with you, Alex, I don't even remember. I only remember two of them out of the five that I haven't seen. I only know this one in 4, 2, 3, and 5. I've seen them all, but I've only seen them once. So they're going to be almost like first time watches. So I don't know. The first time I saw this, maybe 2007, been like 17 years, 18 years ago that I watched it for the first time.
Well, the funny thing is the first Rocky movie I seen was Part 4 growing up. And that was like the one that in the 80s was glorified, because that was like the music video and all that. But then I went back and rewatched them all. And it's funny because I'll be honest, Rocky 1 is not my favorite of the bunch. But growing up, I'm like, whoa, this is pretty different rewatching. But I don't watch this one much. So to me, this was a fresh new movie. Even my wife saw this and she was just like, I don't even remember this movie. Because we don't watch Rocky. Like if we put on a Rocky movie, it would be pretty much Rocky Balboa or Rocky 4. I don't go 1, 2, or 3, and I don't go 5. Oh, she loves the Creeds, so she'll watch those. But it's really weird when this one is the one that started it all. But I can't wait to talk about it because
I mean, it's weird watching this and then knowing what the sequels are. It's like, what the heck? Like, what happened here? It's weird. It took a real left turn.
Very big left turn. Yeah. It really did. Okay, so with that said, what did the audience and critics say about
this
film?
I'm going to be honest. This is a really weird rotten. I was extremely surprised with one of these scores. I'm not even lying. I was like, what the heck? So this has a 93% critic score. That's not the one I'm surprised about. This was an Oscar winning, you know, movie, a classic. You could call it a classic. Rocky's absolutely a classic film. So I'm not surprised with the 93 critics. The audience score for this movie is 69%. Now, that's the one I'm surprised with. I'm surprised it's that low. I for sure thought this would be higher, just because I've never met anyone who like talks about the Rocky movies. Well, in general, I don't know a lot of people who talk about the Rocky movies, but the ones I do, I've never met anyone who's like, I don't really like Part 1. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be their favorite. Maybe they don't love it. But I've never heard anyone be like, I don't really like it. So it's weird to me that it's a 69, to be honest.
It is shocking. It's shocking, but for me, it's not too shocking because I am one of those that are not a big fan of Part 1. I like the overall love story. But other than that, I'm just like, okay. I guess I'm one of those. I wouldn't say I would put it at 69. I would put it at 75-ish for me.
I thought for sure. Okay, you see 93. I thought for sure it'd be 80. I'm like, okay. All right, 93 and 80. Okay, that seems reasonable. But 69, it's weird. It's weird to me. Especially because it's a classic movie.
Yeah.
Well, movies become classic because of the audiences, not because of the critics. So it's weird.
Well, this one is weird.
Okay.
Very weird. Everything in terms of the budget. Weird, I guess. This is mad weird. So the budget for this movie is on $1.1 million, supposedly. But then it says $860,000. So I'm going to go with the $860,000 because I doubt this movie was $1.1 million at the time.
It's pretty basic.
Yeah. So I'll say $860,000. I'm going to go with that one. Worldwide, it made $117 million.
Wow.
In the box office.
So, okay, this proves my point. You're telling me this movie got an audience, well, you know, obviously, and let's keep in mind, this is people who go on Rotten Tomatoes and write a review and score it. There's probably millions of people who don't do that, especially these movies from the 70s. So you're also going to have a lot of older people who saw it who are not going to be reviewing online. But still, the movie made over 100 times its budget. 100 times. And it only has a 69%. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
It's
even if it was the million. Let's say it was 1.1 million. Yeah. It still made 100 times its budget. It doesn't matter. The success is the same.
The amount of money, I mean, the amount of people that went to see this for $117 million at 1976. I mean, and back then, those things must have been like $2, like $3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it was a bunch. That means like 50 million people saw it. If that was today's money, that would be like way a lot more money.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about this because United Artists just got hit with the, like, oh my God, we got a big franchise in our a mist here. So let's start it all off with lead character. Now, you got three in this movie. It's not only Rocky Balboa, which it is around him, but you have Adrian, you have Paulie, and you got Rocky. Those are the three-headed dragons for this franchise because they continue for all six movies. So with that said, Nate, what you got?
All right. Obviously, Rocky's the one that's going to carry the vote for me as far as the score. However, talking about the, I love Paulie. First of all, hilarious. That dude's hilarious. He got a lot of issues, you know? He's a drunk, clearly. He's drinking the entire movie, even when he's at work. He's just drinking like he could just drink on the job. Every time he yells, I laughed. Almost every time. Like, he has such good lines in this movie where he's like mad. He'll go from like being pretty chill to just mad all of a sudden and yelling about something. So I like Paulie. He's flawed. The reason I like this movie is because all these characters seem like real people. So I like it. He's flawed, but at the end of the day, him and Rocky are friends. You know, even when they have a disagreement, they end up, you know, fixing it or whatever and being friends. Adrian in this movie is interesting. She's interesting because she's kind of like, she's quiet. She's a very quiet. She works in a pet shop. She's very mousy and, you know, has glasses and is like quiet and small, I guess. And Rocky's always like, hey, Adrian, I bought a turtle, whatever. But, you know, like he's doing his Rocky thing. And she's like, not even, she don't care. She's like, hey, Rocky. Okay, whatever. Finally, he wants to take her out. They go out. That scene in his apartment, it's a little weird by today's standards. However, it to me, even though it's weird, he was, I think Stallone did a good job of making the character endearing enough where it was not like full out disgusting. I could see someone saying it was. To me, it was not. Because I trust if it was, I would have been like, this is super creepy. We'd have no problem saying when someone's a super creep. It was moderately creepy. I'll say that, moderate. But it turned out, right? Because, I mean, I know long term, they end up getting married and everything. So good for him. It worked. He's like, I know what I want, and I want this weird girl who's quiet. And then you have Rocky, a great character. I mean, you don't get six movies plus a spinoff with you in it. What, eight? He played this character eight times. You don't play a character eight times if the character's not good. There's no such, I don't know of any such movie. So one of the best, the underdog, right? Just a bum. He has heart. He's tough, but he's a bum. He fights in gyms. He fights against guys that suck. You know, and his dynamic with Mickey, I love because he's like, you got a lot of potential, but you're out there breaking kneecaps for that, whatever. He's another one, too. He's funny, too. Every time he yells.
Oh, yeah, Mars Bird.
Oh, my God. Burgess Meredith, he's hilarious. But anyway, he's working for this, like, loan shark guy. He goes around collecting money, but he doesn't want to hurt anyone. He doesn't break that guy's thumbs. He doesn't want to, you know, so he's endearing. I think Stallone's performance is great. I think the character is great. I gave it a 5.
Okay, so I'm going to do mine in a package because I think Rocky's best when he's around people. Let's start it all off with Paulie because I think Paulie and him has like one of the best dynamics in the movie and him and Mickey. But I'll say Paulie because they're more best friends and look like they grew up together. Very complex in terms of Paulie is a really good character in the film. Like you feel bad for him because he's taking care of his sister, but in reality, his sister's taking care of him. He wants to be a loan shark too with Rocky. And Rocky's like, he's like trying to go around it going, no, I don't think he's hiring right now. You know, because he's a drunk and he knows how he is. So I'll say, all right. But I do feel bad for him. The Thanksgiving scene was really bad. Like really bad. Like I was really getting like, damn, bro, like relax. Like, he got mad for everything. When he got even drunk on, was it Christmas? When he got the fight and he comes in more drunk and pissed off And he's like, oh, you too good for me? You're not dating my sister no more.
Yeah. He takes the bat.
Yeah. He takes the bat. He's like, what you gonna do? You gonna hit me? And Rocky's just sitting there like, this dude. Like, I mean, he took a lot. The character's so, like, very... Burt Young did a great job with the character. Like, I can't see nobody else playing that Paulie role. Like, he fits and looks like that character for some reason. Yes. And I can see it. Oh, Adrian. First of all, she's cute.
Yeah, she is.
The Talia actress.
Shire.
Very cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So her character is very weird at the same time because she wasn't a loser. She was just super shy. Her brother keep making her feel like a loser. During the whole movie, you could just see that, like the writing on the wall. He just kept treating her so bad while she's just trying to be so nice, like a mother to him. The scene with Rocky in the house. And I'm going to be honest with you because my wife was like, this is not a good looking scene. It reminded me of Sean Connery as 007 when we saw it in that one movie that he like took off the girl's bra and we were like, why would he just, and then he just forced himself on her on the in the barn. I forgot the name of the movie, but we were just like, that is really creep. I get what you're saying. It wasn't full-blown creep, but it felt weird because he kind of trapped her in the corner and he's like, take off your glasses, take off your hat.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden he kissed her and she backed off. And then all of a sudden she just started because she felt comfortable. And then, you know,
I'll say what saved him in that, because I agree with you. The line that saved him is when he told her, I'm going to kiss you. You don't have to kiss me back if you don't want to. And if she didn't, let's say she never did, I think, to me, I think he would have like let her go or whatever. But she didn't.
Yeah.
Because she wanted. She wanted to rock.
She wanted to rock. So, yeah. So, I mean, Adrian, and she played a big part of his training and everything. Like, she was there with him. And the scene, you know, the whole fight, and she goes, you want a roommate? He goes, absolutely. And I was just like, all right, cool. But again, I don't think this movie, well, it falls under storyline. But yeah, character's great. My man Mickey he should have won an Oscar.
He's so funny.
For Mickey. Because this one scene, he goes, yo, Mick, you took my locker. He goes, you don't want to know. He goes, I want to know. You don't want to know. And I was like, holy hell, like so much fighting. And then when he found out that he's about to fight the world champ, he's just like, I got so much knowledge that I want to give to you. He goes, oh, you know, he was like,
they got mad at him.
Yeah.
He was, now you like, want to help me. Now,
yeah. He goes, like, when fight. I went to you and I asked you, he goes, hey, Mick, what happened to my locker? He got the locker and then he started screaming, right? He was like, you never came here for 15 years because my house stinks. I was like, holy hell. But it was such a great scene.
That's realistic. Yeah. Yeah.
Very great scene. And then you get to see Rocky run out and go, yeah, you could train me. Because you know, it's funny. Rocky, very complex as a human because he has so much emotionals. I guess he keeps inside that when he explodes, he feels bad for the other person. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Like he exploded on Mickey and he's like, no, you could train me. And then remember the scene where he goes, I see that you're going out with the dame at the pet store. He's like, you can't go out with her. He's like, hey, what? I said you can't go out with her. He's like, all right. He goes, all right.
Even with Adrian, when he tells her, cook the meat. She goes in the kitchen and then he goes over and he's up hip hop. That's why I like him, because it's like, okay, that's, you know, everyone gets mad, but he doesn't stay mad and he finds a way to, even with Paul, they have that big fight and he still ends up going and being like, hey, you want to help me take these gloves off? You want to, you know, like he never holds a grudge, which I like.
Yeah. Yeah. So like that very, all the characters are complex, written very well. Stallone did a great job with character development in this movie. Yeah. So anyway, I agree with you. I give you a 5. Okay. Yes. Carl Weathers, main villain, Carl Weathers as Apollo Creed. Now he's not a villain, but in this
we
movie
have to
as
score
a boxer,
this way.
Yes. Yeah. He is the villain in this.
And this will change with this series. These guys will become villains, but we have to pick the opponent. I mean, that's the right. He's the thing that's on the opposition of Rocky. I gave him a 1. I gave him a 1 because I'm going to be honest with you, Alex. I like him. I like Apollo Creed. I don't really. He's not a bad guy. You're right. He's not. First of all, he's giving this guy a chance. He's if not for Apollo Creed and his ideas with his little management team and everything, Rocky's still a nobody. But instead, he's going to get $150,000 because Apollo Creed. He's generous. He gave this no name bum from Philadelphia a chance at the world title, which is silly, you know. And I think we talked about this in one of the Creed 3, where I'm like, this is so silly. Like, but it's straight out of the Rocky playbook. So
yeah.
You know, he gives him a chance. Carl Weathers is great in this movie. He's great as Apollo. I think similar to Burt Young, I can't imagine who else would play this role and be as good. First of all, he looks incredible. He looks like a fighter. He looks like a boxer. Actually, he looks like an action figure, but he looks like a boxer. But yeah, he's not like, he doesn't do anything disrespectful to Rocky. He's not overly antagonistic. So I understand why we have to score him here, but he's not a real villain and I like him. I gave him a 1. I could have said 5 because I like him, but to me, 5 got to be like you're evil. And he's literally the opposite of evil. So unfortunately, or fortunately, however you want to look at it, I'm going to give him a 1.
So I totally agree with what you're saying. I didn't give him a 1. I agree with you say. Carl Weathers was a great choice, but I gave him a 2.
Okay.
And the reason why is because the scene that, and I felt really bad for Rocky, the scene that he tells Adrian, you know, everything that he said, it did make me mad. Because remember, he was in the TV, he was just ripping into Rocky. And Rocky was like, oh, I don't care what he was saying. Yeah, he was like, I don't care what he said. It means nothing to me. But then he opens up with, and the thing, that's the thing I love about the Adrian and Rocky dynamic, that he opens up to her and tells her how he truly feels. And he's like, yo, Adrian, you know, the stuff that he said in the gym, she goes, yeah. He goes, it did really bother me. And he's all sad with the ball because he like, he let the emotions get to him because he never been to this top of the world right now. So, you know, when you're high, there's going to be people to chop you down. And he never got that feeling because he's always been in the bottom. So he never got to be chopped down. It bothered him. So I'm giving Carl Weathers the extra point because he did get into Rocky's head.
Okay.
You know, calling him a bum and all that. But I do agree with you with all that. I mean, he's a great showman.
He's trying to sell a fight.
Yeah. He was so good at it. And at the end of the fight, you know, he did the villain thing. You know, I'm not going to give you a rematch. He's like, I don't care. That changes.
I don't want a rematch.
In Rocky 2. Yeah, he goes, I don't want it. But then I can't wait for Rocky 2 because that's so confusing. But yeah, I agree. So 2 for me, 1 for you. Okay, yeah. Action scenes.
This was tough. This was tough. I'm not going to lie to you. This was tough. But I got to stick with my guns here. This movie, I gave it a 2 for the action. I mean, let's be real. There's 2 fights. You have the one at the beginning where he's fighting that guy in the gym and it's short, right? And he's getting beat up and he gets headbutted. And then he knocks him out. Cool. Well done. Well shot, by the way. I don't have a problem with the choreography. Boxing movies, I always like boxing movies when they're done well because it's an art to faking the punch and then the sound effect being right on of the sound of the punch. I think they did a great job. Same thing with the fight with Apollo. I think they did an amazing job with the actual fight choreography. My thing is, there's not a lot. If you really go back and watch that last fight, most of the rounds get skipped. It's just like the ring girl walking around with the ring card and then them in the corners. And you don't see most of it, which I understand because this is back in the 70s when the fights were 15 rounds. You know, you're not going to film 15 3-minute rounds. That's a 45 minutes worth of fight. So that's okay. But what's there is you only see the first 2 rounds go a little back and forth. And then you see the last round pretty much. That's it. So it's well done. It's well shot. But let's be real. This is a drama. This is a story-driven movie. This becomes an action franchise. I feel like maybe in part 3 that it really becomes that. So I'm sure these scores will go up. For now, I gave it a 2.
I agree. I gave it a 2 too. I was not into this fight. And I always said it's weird because for me, I'm not a big boxing guy or MMA, like in real life. I don't watch none of this stuff. So like for me, these is the most close to me sitting down watching a real fight there is. But I never thought the Apollo Creed versus Rocky fight to me was as great. I thought the last part was great when they both started to go whale and then it was like they had the same score or whatever the hell it is.
So a split decision.
Yeah, split decision. Yeah, and then he won because he's the champ.
He won 2 rounds out of 3. Yeah.
Yeah, so I was just like, okay, cool. But I don't know. You know what it is? I guess because we know what's going down the line that I'm like, oh man, I can't wait to get to these parts because it's just so much better choreographed and everything. But for a first movie, 70s movie, I totally agree. It shot very well. Very crispy on the 4K. I'm going to be really honest. Very crispy. Good. Yeah, it looks really great. I watched
the digital one for this and it looked great.
Yeah, it looked amazing. And I thought that my favorite scene in Apollo Creed is when Rocky gets up and he just goes, oh. Like, this dude does not quit. Yeah. Like, this dude is coming at me again. And it's just this great storytelling without even him saying a word. It's just 2 actors doing their job. And I thought it worked very well. So, yeah, a 2. It's I could see the action going up throughout, even all the way up to six. I think the action is going to get way better, and it will go up. But I agree with you. I think a two works for this movie because it's not much action. I mean, it's not going to be much action throughout the other ones also, but in terms of quality and
no, but they're shot more like action scenes in some of the other ones.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, storyline.
Oh, five. This is where the movie shines. This is absolutely, you know, this is where, to me, I have no, there's nothing in it that I would do different. Perfect runtime. It's an hour and 59 minutes. Perfect. It feels like a 2-hour movie to me. It tells a whole story. It starts with you start with Rocky. You know what I like? That they don't go into like his childhood and, you know, he got pictures of himself when he's a kid. When Adrian's there, she's like, oh, is this your parents? Yeah, it's my parents. Whatever. But they don't go in. They don't, you know, all you need to know is that this guy lives in Philadelphia in like a real crappy apartment. He is, his life has brought him to a point where he's boxing. He has talent, but he doesn't have certain other elements that make up a champion. And he's made some choices where he's working for a loan shark, even though he's like the nicest loan shark guy that there is, right? Like he wears glasses and he writes down their name on a piece of paper. And he's like, how do you spell Del Rio? You know, like, and the guy's like, break his thumbs. He's like, I didn't want to break. If I break his thumbs, he's going to get fired. And then he's not. And he's like, I don't care. Just break his thumbs. So, you know, he's got a heart. And even if he's doing some stuff that's a little bit shady, you got a good love story here with him and Adrian. It builds over the course of the movie to a satisfying conclusion. I love the end where he's like, hey, you don't even care. They said split decision. If you notice, they only read one card. Like you can only hear them say, this judge scored it, whatever, for Apollo Creed. And then they don't even tell you what's the score of the other ones. The guy's talk, everything is chaotic. He just wants his girl. He's like, Adrian. She comes, Rocky. And she's going through the crowd. And then she gets in. Oh, they don't let Paulie in. He tries to get in. Like, yeah, get out of here, man. And then she just sneaks in under the ropes. That's all he cares at that moment. All he cares about is, where's my girl? I won this fight. Because you remember, he has that line of dialogue. He's like, if I make it to the end, I won. If I make it all the rounds, I won to him. And he does. So I will say, very predictable movie. This is not like some revelation where it's like, oh my gosh, the twist and there's no twist and turns. This is a classic underdog story. It's probably one of the best ones as far as the way they told it. So I gave it a five.
Yeah, I agree. It's a five. I thought all the characters were so great. I thought, you know, you have your ups and downs of every character. Every character has ups and downs. Even Mickey telling his story, he has ups and downs. Adrian has ups and downs. Paulie has ups and downs. And at the end of everything, they all come together and we're going to see them going all up together. Rocky takes them all. In terms of the long shot, I agree. I mean, even the scene, which it will not pass now, the scene that he goes, hey, Rocky, I see you going out with the girl with the pet store. He goes, oh, how do you know? He goes, hey, Rocky, I know everything.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey, Rocky, I got something for you. And he goes, yeah. He goes, you know, retards like to go to the zoo. Why don't you take her to the zoo?
I'm not going to lie. I laughed at that.
It was funny. It was funny.
It's a different time. It's a different time.
It's a very, you know.
I used to talk like that when I, let's be real, like when I growing up in the 90s, and that's a word that was like, we used to call people that all the time. So I get it when now in 2024, it's like, okay, you don't say it. But hey, I still laugh at a proper R word. And that one is funny.
Well, the guy says it, yeah, I mean, it is funny. But like you said, it's the property, it's the product of his time, because honestly, you can't even, there is no movies now that uses those languages anymore.
Only Deadpool and Wolverine, by the way. There is that word, but it's the way they use it is very, very funny. So Wesley Snipes, I'll just say Wesley Snipes, the one who says it. So it made me laugh. But you're right. It's not, it's kind of a very more taboo.
Yeah. And I love when he's about to drive away, he goes, Rocky, remember what I say? Take her to the zoo.
Like, she's not that. She's just shy.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Oh my God. But anyway, yeah, I think this movie has a lot of heart. I think it's more of a love story than an actual boxing match, because I think it's all about Rocky and Adrian. I think later down the road when we continue, I think it becomes more of a boxing movie. But this movie is just a straight up drama love story. Then the boxing element is thrown on top for those of you that like it. But come on, we didn't even talk about it. That montage scene was dope. I mean, the montages get better throughout all the other movies. This is like the crack, but it's really shot very well, man. He wakes up at 4 in the morning. He eats like 12 eggs in his dirty ass pajamas and then he starts to run out with Butkus.
Yeah.
Like,
to give him the dog.
Yeah, Butkus. Yeah. I don't know, man. I think and it's funny because, like you said, one of the best franchises that's an underdog. I think it's the only underdog franchise that's like six movies plus.
Yeah.
But out of all of them, what's very unique is the montage training scene. I think anyone that's a Rocky fan, you say what you like about Rocky, the first thing they're going to say is the montages of him training from like being a very slow, like in the movie, he couldn't even run up the steps. He was like,
and then all of the music, a sudden, right? Like the iconic music.
Yeah.
It's the score is so good.
Yeah. And I think, to me personally, I think the scores get way better throughout all six. I think they all get way better. But yeah, okay. That's that overall.
Yeah. Oh, I gave it a 5. I understand that, you know, there's stuff in this that doesn't, for our criteria, doesn't necessarily work. Villain, action. That's okay. That does not take away from the film itself because of what the type of movie it is. So I loved it. I love it. Still, I would not say it's my favorite one. Obviously, we're going to rewatch. Again, I don't even remember some, like two of them, three of them. But even with that said, I still, and I have not watched in a long time, but I still have a real soft spot for Rocky Balboa. I like, to me, I love that story and movie and everything. However, this one's great. I absolutely think it's a fantastic movie. Great performances, very well made. The director did a great job here. And of course, remember, we did the Karate Kid movies, the Rocky for Kids, which is the Karate Kid. You know, but great score, great performances, great script for Stallone. It deserved all the accolades it got. It deserved the money it got. It's a classic movie. And I think it's fantastic.
Yep. Overall, I agree. I gave it a 5. It's a great movie. It still holds up. Not my favorite in the bunch. Like, I don't watch this one much, but still, I can't just give it low scores because I don't watch it much. That's just stupid. I think, to me, it's still a fantastic movie to start off an entire franchise. And I thought it was really good. And I like Rocky. He's tall, tough. And then he keeps calling Adrian, yo, Adrian.
He always says, yo. He just walks in the room and just be like, yo.
Yeah. Love when he's telling jokes. He's like, yo, Adrian.
He was ahead of his time with that word.
Yeah. Yo. I thought that was funny. But anyway, all right, Nate, what's your total point?
18 out of a 25. A great start to a franchise. Again, not the most action-packed one, but a great movie. But yeah, 18 out of 25 for me.
Mine's is a 19 out of a 25. Just 1 point above
that extra
you.
Apollo Creed point.
Yeah, the Apollo Creed point. But yeah, I mean, I like, like I said, I like it. Still great.
Yes.
All right, what's coming up next on the podcast?
All right, new month. So a new theme. This month's theme will be movies starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Now, we've done some of his movies here and there, like San Andreas and another one that I can't think of right now. Oh, The Rundown. But
Scorpion King.
Scorpion King. But this movie is dedicated to his movies that are non-franchise movies. So like one-off movies that he's made, which is interesting because we have four this month, November, we have four Dwayne Johnson movies and Sylvester Stallone movies. So two actors pretty much this whole entire month. And the first one we're going to be doing is a movie called Faster from 2010. So we're going to be going over that movie, talking about it, giving you our thoughts. And then, of course, the episode after that will be Rocky 2, which is one that I don't remember much. I just remember like segments, you know, rather than the whole thing. So I'm looking forward to rewatching it.
I personally believe you're going to like Apollo Creed in that one more.
Can't wait.
Because he gets more
screen time. Yeah, he's barely in the Rocky
one. Yes, he does. Yeah, no, this one you're going to see him. You can see him more. He's very more showman-ish, and his acting does get elevated.
I think like, one of my friends, this is their favorite one, is Rocky 2. So, and I know some people who love Rocky 3 like a lot. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing these next couple.
I agree with you. Some of my friends do have the split between those, whereas I go straight to 4.
A lot of people like 4. No one likes 5. So I'm interested to see what we think going throughout this.
Yep. All right. With that said, guys, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called NateFlix More Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, head over to youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe, leave some comments there. And of course, you can take us also on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you guys can follow us on social media also under Geeks, the letter N, Flix on TikTok and Instagram. Other than that, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from NateFlix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.